From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. With the prospects dim for an Iran nuclear agreement on the original June 30th deadline, U.S. officials launched a new round of talks Monday with a chief nuclear regulator. Secretary of State John Kerry led a delegation in Vienna that met with Yukiya Amano, the director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency. When asked if he expected Iran nuclear negotiators to reach an agreement, Kerry said, "We will see." Notably absent Monday was Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. He flew back to Tehran late Sunday, but is expected to return to Vienna Tuesday. Reports from Iranian state media say his trip home had been planned in advance. Kerry and Zarif met several times on Sunday. Kerry met with other officials, including British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond and Germany's Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier. Burundi is going ahead with parliamentary elections Monday, despite an opposition boycott and criticism from the United Nations and African Union, questioning the free and fair nature of the vote. There is a heavy security presence across the capital, Bujumbura, but gunfire and at least one grenade explosion could be heard in the city. No injuries were reported. Voting, however, was described as slow, with just a few people seen at the polls. The African Union expressed concern about what the African Union chief expressed concern about what she called the serious political and security situation in Burundi. AU observers are not participating in Monday's elections. President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term in office triggered a failed coup last month and continued criticism from those who say he is violating the two-term limit in the Constitution. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew urged Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras to find a sustainable solution to the Greek financial crisis for the sake of the global economy. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Lew told the Greek Prime Minister Sunday it is in the best interests of Greece, Europe, and the global economy to find a sustainable solution that puts Greece on the path toward reform and recovery within the 19-member eurozone. After the Greek government's talks with its international lenders broke down Saturday, the European Central Bank Sunday decided not to expand its emergency loan program, forcing Athens to shut the country's banks until July 6th, keeping the stock market closed Monday and limiting individual cash withdrawals to 60 euros daily. Monday, global stock values, along with the euro and the price of oil, fell sharply. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Monday marks 1 year since Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the head of the Islamic State group, declared what he called an Islamic caliphate stretching across eastern Syria and northern and western Iraq, now one of the deadliest areas on earth and the focus of an international effort to combat extremists. The statement calling for Muslims to support the effort vocalized the aspirations of the Sunni Muslim militants who had beheaded hostages, conducted suicide bombings, fought Iraqi and Syrian soldiers. World leaders have repeatedly called for a multidimensional response that mixes the military action with efforts to cut off financing, halt the flow of foreign fighters, and counter the extremists' ability to appeal to a broader audience around the world. One of two inmates who escaped a prison in the U.S. state of New York remained hospitalized in critical condition Monday, the day after being shot and taken back into custody by police. David Sweat was caught in the town of Constable, New York, 2 days after a federal agent shot and killed Richard Matt, the other escapee from a maximum security prison. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo told reporters that a state police sergeant recognized Sweat as he walked along a road about 3 kilometers from the Canadian border.
These were dangerous people. We could not tolerate them being on the loose. The terrain was very difficult. This prison happens to be located in a heavily forested area, so it was an extraordinarily difficult road to hoe, so to speak. And this was an unprecedented coming together of law enforcement on every level.
Sweat and Matt escaped from Dannemora Prison 3 weeks ago. Local residents greeted news of Sweat's capture with relief. And a solar-powered Swiss airplane is back in the air as it attempts a 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without a drop of fuel. Solar Impulse 2 flew out of Japan early Monday after an unscheduled month-long stop. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.